Barca's election means he'll lead Assembly Democrats for a third straight session. He was first elected to the post in 2010 after Democrats lost the majority. While Barca was largely unopposed in previous bids for the post, this year he was challenged by Milwaukee Democrat Evan Goyke. Goyke supporters noted that under Barca's control, Assembly Democrats had seen their numbers drop from 39 members to 36. Goyke said it was time for a change.
Change isn't easy. It takes hard work and it takes courage, but I submit to you that that is exactly what our caucus needs now.
But Barca said that while Democrats lost seats this election, it was not because of a lack of hard work or resources.
If our candidates that just ran did poorly and the rest of the ticket did well, I wouldn't even ask for your vote.
Barca says the Democratic incumbents who lost assembly races this year received more votes in their districts than gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke. Barca says he's confident Democrats will find a way to dial up turnout to keep pace with Republicans.
I believe that if we work together, if we work with our congressional representatives, if we build upon what we started, that we can have much better success.
Senate Democrats will name their new minority leader later today. They're expected to elect La Crosse Senator Jennifer Schilling. Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee announced yesterday that he would not seek another term as Senate Minority Leader. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.